Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right. In the loop, Sports Radio 610, sounding nice and clear, no echoes or anything.
What?
No, we wasn't recording that last segment in the bathroom.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, I'm Reginald Atitula. Excited to hang out with you on this Wednesday in H-Time. Make sure you hold it down. With us here, we got you till 2 p.m. as we always do. Get involved with the program various different ways. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. You can also catch us on the Odyssey app, always there. And then twitch.tv/610Houston and Sports Radio 610 on YouTube. All those things available. I see all of them. And we also saw all you people worried about us. Like, yo, what is happening? What's happening with this audio? Why are y'all in the restroom? No, we had a...
I'll take him in the bathroom. I don't care.
Yeah. That we do have that mentality. However, that was not what happened. We just had to make sure that we complied, you know, made sure that we were...
Oh, we can tell them.
We were out of the studio because there was a fire alarm, a fire drill, you know what I mean? And so we had to make sure that we were not...
So we did it from the staircase.
In harm's way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Look, we got to get you...
That's how much we care.
Absolutely.
We did our first segment from the staircase during a fire drill.
It's like the Postal Service, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rain, sleet,
neither rain,
shine,
nor
all
sleet,
that.
Nor whatever.
We
Gloom
will
of
do,
night, I think, is in there.
Something like that. We'll do all of that. Except for on Labor Day. That might not be how that works.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sports Radio 610.
Might need to talk to Parker.
Yeah. Good luck with that, buddy. That email is dead and gone. Speaking of, I guess the word dead, what player were you dead wrong about? That's our question of the day. We got Adam Spillane, our Astros insider, joining us next segment. So, you know, moving question of the day up. But, yeah, what player were you dead wrong about? You can keep this in the football vein, especially as we had the cutdown yesterday.
Yeah.
In fact, the cutdown and all the news that started rolling in right about this time was what kind of kept us from getting into this. But the reason why I thought of this question was because in the cutdowns, Allen Robinson, wide receiver, was cut. I don't even remember by whom again.
Who was he with now?
Do not remember because he's bounced around a lot. But I remember when Allen Robinson...
He was with the Bears at one point, right?
Yeah, when he was with the Bears, I thought, yo, this dude is nice, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this guy is a really solid wide receiver, and he's gonna make it, and he's just bounced. He's bounced around, hasn't been able to stick. And he is one of many players during the course of time watching sports that I've been 100% wrong about.
No, I've got a list. I've got a long, long list. But specific to this right here, and this is where you just fall on the sword and say, boy, I was dumb, you were smart. I'm ugly, you're handsome. You know, all that stuff. My big kind of longer term one that I was wrong, and he got released yesterday, was Caleb Farley. When Caleb Farley was coming out in college, Virginia Tech, I was like, that dude, I'd seen him enough. I mean, I'm not a Virginia Tech fan. I wasn't watching every game, but I'd seen him enough. I'm like, that dude.
He was one of the – there was a few cornerbacks that were looked at as kind of those top looks, and Caleb Farley was one of those in that year. Was it like J.C. Horn was the other one in that time period, or am I mixing up
that
years?
That sounds right to me. I won't argue with you.
Yeah, man, those are the guys, and so you looked up and you go – it very much felt like a pick your poison, right? Whichever one that you like more as a top cornerback, and unfortunately, Caleb Farley was another one of those guys that fell victim to the roster cuts. I don't know. Have you kept up with Caleb Farley at all?
No. Other than he hadn't panned out.
Okay, cool. I was like, have you looked at him to the point where you're like, I'm still in, right? Like sometimes you could do be the guy that rides, you know, goes down with the ship. And if that's the case, we have talked a lot about. We just talked about it. The idea of, hey man, cornerback depth.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, what you're doing there, and I don't know. I don't think I think that ship might have sailed already, but you never know. Another one that played at the University of Texas, had a rough go here. Mostly, I figured because of Bill O'Brien.
Sure, that's easy blame.
That's an easy blame. And then last year was all right, so I thought he kind of figured it out. Deontay Foreman. I thought Deontay Foreman had kind of figured it out and gotten his finally made the most of his chance. I mean, he wasn't outstanding, but he latched on, and he got released yesterday as well.
Okay.
How about you?
I mentioned Allen Robinson. One of the ones, and this is actually, Well, I can go with the football one because I know that we got folks getting ready or that have drafted their fantasy teams recently. Shout out to the 713 who said, good morning, gentlemen, tuning in as I do practice fantasy football draft on the ESPN app. That's our guy, Ocho. I thought Bishop Sankey was going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Bishop Sankey, who in this division, right? I was like, yo, this dude is nice. Like, I thought he ran the ball well. He had good shifty. He was a pretty shifty running back. I thought he had, but was still pretty solid. Like, I thought all of those things came together where Bishop Sankey was going to be somebody to be contended with. And nope. Just kind of an RB2 for a little bit. And then he moved along, which I feel like, again, you can pull up many a running back because it feels like the way that the running back is valued just in general, unless you are one of the standouts at the top of this, it's easy that you can end up in a place like Bishop Sankey or one of the various other running backs that you go, oh, man, this guy's going to be helpful. And then ultimately, he's just another running back.
What about all time? Figgy, in other sports. Figgy, you were mentioning, was it off air yesterday about Kevin Porter Jr.?
That was B-Scott. B-Scott. I know basketball-wise, I thought Derek White out of – is it Derek – no, why do I keep saying Derek White? Now I have to go back and remember my man's name. From Arizona. He was a power forward, and he was drafted. Man, maybe,
I know it might be.
Was
Derek.
It Derek Hill? I'm trying to remember my guy's name. Derek Williams. There it is. I knew Derek it was a W. Williams. Derek okay. Williams.
Yeah.
Because I think he was the number two overall pick, and I was like, "Yo, y'all should take him number one. This power forward is a problem." Yeah. I remember seeing him at Arizona. He had an okay career and was like, he was just a rotation player. Like, he wasn't anything particularly special, but I thought he was going to be a problem. Like, yeah. I thought he was going to be one of the better power forwards in the league, and no, he did not turn to be that.
How far back do you want to go? I've got a couple that just popped into mind, Texans related. I was one of those suckers, one of those dummies. Hey, they drafted an 18-year-old defensive tackle. He's got to be great eventually.
100%.
What was the name? Amobi? Amobi Okoye?
Okoye, yeah.
Boy, he was awful.
My Nigerian brother.
Boy, he was awful. And then more recently, Will Fuller. Had his moments.
Yeah, yeah. Will Fuller was just the dude who, it was the injury thing, right? Like, he just couldn't stay.
Yeah. But he fell off the face of the earth. Like, remember we were like, kept waiting for someone to sign him and kept waiting for someone to sign him?
But it seemed like here, though, he had his moments, but injuries were always getting away. I think the last thing was the PEDs, and that's when it was just like, it's over.
Yeah.
But I would say here, Braxton Miller was the one I thought they had something in Braxton Miller, man. Because I watched him at Ohio State go from quarterback to wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, they might got something to him. That dude, they ain't have nothing in him, man.
And a lot of people are mentioning J.J. Watt.
Is the reverse.
Yeah, he
dead wrong.
Yeah, the reverse. He was booed by some people. Even J.J. Watt's made it bigger than it was. Because I was there when they drafted him in 2011, and there was a few. And that was one of my on-air flubs. I didn't say he was going to be a bust or anything, but I said he's going to be really good against the run. I'm not so sure about the sacks. he had a few sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a few. Because I saw him at Wisconsin. He was just a beast, you know, just shutting everything down, tackles for losses. And he had a few sacks. But I was like, well, we'll see about the sacks. Yeah, we did. We did see about the sacks.
For many of them, year over year over year, a good long time. Shout out to Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Some other ones coming in on the text line. Someone said, hey, OG from the 830. I got to get my eyes together.
Yeah.
Hey, OG, remember Harold Miner, baby Jordan? Were you in on the Harold Miner?
I wasn't in on Harold Miner. I thought he'd be good, but he was kind of slight, if you remember. He wasn't thick enough. He wasn't strong enough, but he won the slam dunk contest one year, and so that's where he got the baby Jordan stuff. I wasn't quite in on Harold Miner.
Okay, some other ones coming in. Also, 830 also said that they thought Ben Tate would have a great career.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, I think everybody got a running back in there for sure. His running back just feels like it is right for that. 832, wrong about Greg Oden.
That was injuries.
Yeah, that was another. But, I mean, what can you do? And then also, I feel like that was the shift of a paradigm as well. I know injuries was the major part of it.
Yeah.
But in those veins, and this is not quite the same thing as being dead wrong, but Roy Hibbert, it felt like he was ascending to the top.
Man, that's a name I haven't heard.
Ascending to the top of the NBA, like, as a dominant center. Mm-hmm. And the dynamics of the NBA shifted on a dime, and all of a sudden he went from being a dominant defensive center to just being a dude that could not be played.
Just the body, yep.
And I was like, yo, that's got to be real, real tough on for him. That's the basketball wise. Another person from the 832 said that they were very wrong about Yao Ming. I'm interested in what you were thinking about with Yao Ming.
I was very high on Yao Ming. And then if you recall, his very first game, I got sent to go cover it. It was in Indianapolis, Indiana Pacers. I want to say he had 2 points and one rebound in like 27 minutes. He was lost. Dang. In his first game.
Sure.
Absolutely. And so that's when
But it was a preseason game, right?
No.
Or no, regular season.
His first regular season game. Dang. And I was like, wow, I thought he'd be a lot better. Well, he was. I mean,
yeah.
It was jitters. Like, it was a classic case of, like, this dude had the world, literally, the planet was watching him, you know? And he had the pressure of, what is it, 4 billion people in China, watching him and all that. And he was
honestly playing with some NBA players.
I was a huge fan of Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Like, he was a class dude. I thought he was actually ended up being underrated as a player. I thought it would be good. And after the first game, I was like, huh?
Yeah, that reminds me, actually. I was just recently seeing an interview that Sam Cassell did on, Draymond Green's podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about Hakeem.
Yeah.
Back when, you know, Sam Cassell's rookie season. Then during preseason, they went 0-8. And it just felt like, you know, with training camp, because back then, I guess training camp was long as hell. And dudes were using training camp to get themselves in shape.
Yeah.
He was like, Hakeem came in out of shape. They were losing games. And he was just like, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking around, like asking Kenny Smith. And they were like, yo, season, like, it don't matter yet.
No.
They got to the regular season. And then they started off that season gangbusters, like 20-0 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Hakeem turned it on. And I was like, okay. Sometimes also just the start of the season is not a good indicator of what's coming.
Dream was one of my favorite people to talk to because he wasn't like a basketball savant. He was just awesome at what he did. Like, if you ever asked him after a game, hey, what were you guys thinking in terms of defending blah, blah, blah? Or if you got like into technical stuff, he'd look at you with just this blank look like, I don't know. I just block shots and score. He wasn't dumb. I mean, he knew what he did. And he did it at the extreme level, but he wasn't like knowing what everybody does and the strategies and all that. It was none of that.
Some other folks were talking about Arian Foster, Jose Lima came up. Wrong about Johnny Football. I in the NFL, because I felt like that was pretty obvious that was coming.
Yeah, that was going to happen at some point or another.
I might have been drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit.
You were in the splash zone. Here in Houston, you were absolutely in the splash zone with what was happening at A&M. All right, Fig, this is new territory for me here on In the Loop. We got someone calling in?
Yeah, we got somebody calling in. We got Rick Kessler.
All right, Rick, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I was hearing y'all talk about Yao Ming just a minute ago, and I wanted to comment on that. I was not a big fan of him myself. I can remember Bill and Calvin like getting livid and yelling for him to dunk the ball. He would be under the basketball. I mean, under the goal, and just like scared. And they're like, dunk the ball, and I can just remember they were just frustrated about it. You know, his play in his first year, and I really think he was just severely overrated. The most overrated NBA player ever.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean, are you talking about early?
But you know what? I hear a lot of people say that, though.
Yes.
Because I guess maybe the expectations were so high.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype. Don't get me wrong. Definitely a lot
of
hype.
He was playing against Shaq.
Yeah, but nah, he held his own, and he was a very good player.
100%. I will defend Yao Ming the rest of my life. He was awesome. He was a great guy, great player.
Okay.
He was a great guy, but he was a great, great player. I remember taking a call back in the day when he was here, and it was kind of along those same lines. Man, if I was 7'6", I'd average 70 points a game. See, it was just like, because he was such an imposing figure and he had such a great skill set and could move the way he did, as big as he was. Like, you're everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I'm entitled to say that's just flat wrong.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. How that guy feels, how I feel about Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Oh yeah.
But Zydrunas Ilgauskas. Nobody's talking about him like he's an incredible player.
He was so irritating because he was 7'3".
Yeah.
And this dude would do fadeaways. Like, look, he would lay the ball up. Like, bro, if you don't dunk the doggone ball,
big self. If I had all 6'11",
he'd be sitting there just tapping the ball. He's like, what is you doing, man? That was so frustrating. And then he would get like mollywopped by somebody like Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like, this 7'3" white dude ain't doing nothing, man.
I love all the Rockets that are now coming in. Luther Head, I loved Luther Head, I'm going to be completely honest. Trevor Ariza the first time around when we thought he could become the star player on a team. That was fun.
What about Kevin Martin?
Kmart, I thought it was evident, at least to me, that was like a stopgap type situation. Jeremy Lin comes up. Somebody said, what about Ralph Sampson? What about him?
See, Ralph Sampson is also along the same lines of Yao. If it wasn't for the foot injury, we would still be talking about like just how awesome it was. Ralph Sampson was fantastic and then got hurt way too soon. Yao was a tremendous player. Yeah. I don't even want to hear that. Like ask his teammates about Yao.
Yeah, maybe you can say the 8-time All-Star in all the seasons that he was like available to do it. Maybe you could say, all right, that's the the fan vote. 5-time All-NBA.
Exactly.
Like the guys that you don't get to that place without being able to hoop in a good way. All right. Keep those coming in. Why not? 713-572-4610. Someone said wrong about Quentin Johnston. I think we had seen the drops in there at TCU. All due respect to that man. Coming up next, let's talk to our Astros insider, Adam Spillane, about what happened as the Astros got shut out last night. We'll do that next.